We're continuing our shulim on Etzchaim. We are again in Sha Aleph Aleph Beis Drush Igunim VYosha. We're starting with Dibur Matzah VeHine BeHiyois O Ensof Nimshach BeBechinas Kav O Yosha Toch Achalal. That's the paragraph that we're going to be starting today. So we're going to go learn again, obviously, the Pirush of the Leshem. And a little bit of the Shemin Sosim and Tos Chochem, in order to try to understand the Amkus over here, what the Arizal is trying to tell us here. So let's see. Fine, beyois o en sov nimsha b'chinas kav yosher toch halal. As we know, the kav is coming inside the mokum ponoi. Aniskel elo nimshach v'nispash tekev at lemata. So the o en sov doesn't come flying in this kav into the mo component, but rather omnam haya mispashit. Okay, mispashit is a word we have to deal with. Mispashit leat leat. It goes slowly, slowly.
Wait, this mispashit means when I first read the word mispashit, yeah. It didn't mean this way. It meant that way.
No,
as going down.
No. We know it's a kavdak. We know it's a kavdak. It's very restrained. The way the Leshem interprets that is also begedet tzimtzum. Everything in order to create the next level, you need to mitzamtzam the O in order to create something new. So you have the O hamispashit, which is going downwards into the mokum igul, and the Leshem learns that mispashit means a new O. Ispashit, and it's going le'at le'at. Why is the Ariza telling us le'at le'at? You know, we medayik the Ariza like a rishon here, but le'at means is there going to be surges, as we spoke the last time, surges of energy coming in and then again. So the yichid is coming in, the new yichid is coming in, and that's going to make the previous shefa achaya, and then the new yichid is coming in, then the previous chaya is going to become a neshama, and the previous to that is going to become a ruach. So as we learned yesterday from last time from the Divrei Shalom, that's leat leat ki betchila hetchila kav ol ispashet sham v'tekev betchila ispashtus besod kav ispashet v'nase nimshach v'nase ke'ein galgal echad igul misaviv. Okay, so there we are now introduced to a new sugya. We talked about the kav, now we're talking about the igulim. So the way we're looking at it is that the kav comes in, and then it's misagil around. Now, the Ariz is going to tell us the way we look at it is like an onion. He says it over thing, and he says, Taki, it's like an onion. Okay? So the onion is 360 degrees, and there's layers within this onion. Those are the igulim, so they're not going only two dimensions, they're going all 360 degrees around this mokum ponui, kivyocho. Okay? So it comes in, and it's mispashit, and becomes all these igulim. Ten, it comes in sets of tens. And we'll see how this is mispashit. Now, well, let's just stop here, let's just try to think exactly how these igulim came about. And furthermore, why did they go misagil all of a sudden? What? I can understand why, you know, for example, you turn on the tap, faucet, the water comes pouring out. You don't see the water going round and round and round and round, right? The reason for that, it comes straight out. That's the, you know, kivyachal, the laws of gravity, just pull things in. So you have the cab coming in, kabayosha, very good. It's not going everywhere because it's within a pipe. Atzino, as that was Loshon Ariza. But why neichetes should it start going around and around and around and around? Something must be driving it to do that. And that's what we're going to look at. So we're going to learn over here, there's a very important Shemen Sosen that explains a very, very important yesod over here. He bases himself on the Divrei Shalom. The Divrei Shalom, as we said, is known as the Rosh Rabbi. Rafael Avram Sholom Sharabi, who is a neched, the grandchild of the Rishash. So those who are the, you have the Shemin Sosin over there? Okay. So the Shemin Sosin says in Ois Tesvav, I have it on my edition, it's Ois Tesvav. And it's actually brought down the Hagos Biuvi Bikitso. Okay.
I do have this here. Shom.
You don't have? Well, it must be at the beginning. So I'll just start reading and try to find it. Ein Lekaman. So it starts with Shom, okay. Ki betchila hesril kavo or ispashit Shom betekev betchinas ispashtuso. V'chulu v'chulu. This is on the Lashon of the Arizal. And asks galgal ichal igul saviv. Look just where he starts talking about the gilgul. Arishon. Over here is always first of all. So I'll just start reading. Ein Lekaman, the Sedai Gulimaya, Milemate Lemala. Now listen to what he's learning. First of all, we're back from the Shana Sosan that the Gulim are not like the Poshup Shad that we're learning in the Arizal. Okay, what we're seeing over here, again, let's try to get the Tzio over here. So the Kav is coming in, it stops, and it's Misagad 360 degrees. It goes in further. Leat leat, and a misgal misagel 360 degrees, and continues onwards. Okay. Says the Shem Sosan, that contradicts what he's going to say later on, that the igulim started from milimata limala, and the word whirling over here is milimala limata. So what's going on? Zokter like azor. Bebechinas nase bebechinoso nase keli igul malchus dasil. Va'achekar ba'achrona. Igul de'ak. Vohu, it's just at the beginning. You're putting too many pages. It's just mamish at the beginning. That's at the beginning, right? So vohu de'akol haya memule ein sof. Because all of Yerushalayim latzil tzimtzum atzmo benikudem tzoris v'hitim tzamtzim v'ashvo mikol sivivav v'atzimtzum hu gorem lasos hakelim. Finally, come on, the soft perikin yud, or perigimel, mevo sha'orim shin aleph, sha'aleph chelik aleph perik beis, and also the divo sholom daf chav dalit sof amud aleph, the sham bia the calls it the cause of the mashkol take bechinat his pashtuso nimshach v'nase ke'ein galgel ogul saviv aino bechinas o penimiv o makif. Ki kvar matzah sham beigul bechinasam ve'ata hu kedei lechiyosam ein lekamam medua batra mash kasuv sham. Okay, so let me just explain to you what he just finished saying. It's a beautiful pshat over here. He's saying again, he had a kasha. He says that he just says that the gulim start milimata limata, from inside and outwards. And we're learning over here that the cow comes in from out into the Makom Pono and then sends to Megali. So there's a contradiction here. So he says, no, there's no contradiction. Because the way the Igulim Taka start is Milimata Limala. So that's from inwards, outwards. And where do they come from? They come from the Koach HaTzimtzum, as we explained beforehand. Remember the previous Shiurim? One of the first two Shiurim that we spoke about. That Ali did the Tzimtzum, then there was all light, remember, and the light retracted on itself. By doing that, retracting, le'at, 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 it created these, what we call these grooves, if we can understand them. These grooves, like an old record, you know, little grooves. So they created grooves, like the kalim of the igulim. Okay, then it happened. Then all, you can just imagine the oars all around. And then you have this empty space with all these grooves inside. Then Zokter, Shem Divo Sholem, that the Kav comes in, and it's Agil. We asked, why Mehech Teisi? You know why? Because it's following the grooves. If you put water down a record player, it's not going to go straight down to the middle. It's going to go around the grooves. Because already B'Shat Simpson created the Kalim for the Igulim, and now the Zokter, what's this Kav coming in? This is all. It's not Kalim. And we know the rule is ain't all below Kalim, ain't Kalim below all. Right? Kalim cannot exist without all, and all cannot exist without Kalim, right? You imagine like a goof and a neshama and a goof. A goof without a neshama is mace. A neshama without a goof has no kiyum in this world, right? Chak is just his pashtus, it's nothingness, right? I mean, there is, it cannot manifest itself at all. So you need both of them. So Kasha, where are now the all of the kavas coming in? So where's the kelim for that? Teres is they were created milimata limala. That was the kelim. And now we're learning the story. Part two of the story is the calves coming in. It's been mali these kelim. That's why it's forcing it to go round and around and around and around. Beautiful. Okay. So that you saw, and also the hago aleph. I'm the sefer shemen sason. Shem v'shem divra shalom. The sefer igulim he milimata limala. B'tchila nase keli igulim malchus de'asiyam. Because when he first the tzimtzum made the right, started from the middle point and started coming out. So that middle point was called Malchus De'asiyah. The Keli De'igulim. Then it made the Igula Ak. That was the first one. That was closest to the, that was the largest Igula.
We should go
eat it. Oh, that's Aleph. Have it?
Because of Biurim.
Yeah, I go to Biurim, Aleph.
Karaz dying.
Which Aleph are you looking at? One on Asugya. Further on, is there another Aleph now? Okay, that, no, I see that. That doesn't go right. Zayin, go Zayin. Zayin Ches.
Test is the one over by the Kimotsashon.
Go you. What's after Test? Over the page.
Oh, next one.
Aleph. Okay. Nachamo. We're doing the Shemes Sosin. So the Shemes Sosin says as follows. We're talking about the Makom Tzimtzum. We're talking about you need two things for a Kiyum, and this is all Kabbalah. You know this rule. You know all of Kabbalah. And the rule is you need all and you need kelim. Kelim without all, there's no kim. That's a goof without a neshama. And all without a goof, it's going to shvel. You can't manifest. You can't do anything with that. Has no kim in this world. Zokter, you need two things. These two bechinas have to be found in everything. We have two bechinas in the beginning of Etz Chaim. We have a bechina called igulim. And we have a bechina called or a kav. Right, that's why this the first shal is called igulim veyosha. So the igulim are the round, or which is coming around, and then the yosha which is coming in. We're looking at the igulim now. The igulim, where are the two facets, the kelim and the oh? You always have to ask this question. And by the way, this is in Gantz Etz Chaim. I want to tell everybody who's listening to this. In Gantz Etz Chaim, you have to constantly ask you this question: what is the Ariz talking about? And this is one of the most confusing issues that the Mufasim go crazy with. A lot of contradictions are answered by just trying to figure out, is the Arizal talking about Keli, or is he talking about Oilus? And that answers a lot of questions. The Yafi Shah has this big yisoid, how to answer up a lot of these steals, and the apparent steals in the Arizal, is by establishing or Keli, because a lot of times he's just contradicting himself. He says one thing, one page, and the next page he contradicts. The Talmud says he was talking about Oilus, and then he's talking about Keli. So when the sugya of Agulim, we're asking, we can understand the O is coming in. That's coming via the calf. And that's creating the Igulim. But where are the Kelim for the Igulim? So let's read that again. That Shem and Sosan, Ois Aleph. So the Shem and Sosan says, Shehev B'Shem Divra Shalom. Divra Shalom, the Nechid of the Rashash, says, the Sed Igulim Haya Milimata Lemala. Not like what we're learning here. We're learning over here, this is a perfect example of a stira, right? Because we said, the Arizal saying, on Fang Etz Chaim, that the Igulim is nase milemala lemata. It starts big Igulim, and then it starts going in itself until it gets to the middle of the Mokum Ponui. But later on, he says, the opposite. It starts, the Igulim starts milemata lemata, stira. What's the teretz? Keli and all. That means when he was talking about milimata lemala bebitchila nase keli igul malchus d'asir. That was talking about when he was talking about the kelim shabo. The kelim is nase alidid the tzimtzum. The tzimtzum, as is pushing out of the mokum ponui, is creating kelim for the igulim. Then at the end, when it's finally completely mitzumtzum, the last largest eagle that's going to be the eagle of what we call Avim Kavlan. Vuhu shekol haya memule ensof. At the beginning, what was happening? It was all ensof. Kisha olu b'ratzona lehatzil tzimtzum atzmo b'nikud ensof. Right? Then he was mitzamtzim and made what's called the mokum ponui. Vaya mitzamtzim b'ashva mikol sivivov v'atzimtzum hu gorem lasos hakelim. This is the punchline. The tzimtzum made, like we give an example of a record. You know these old records with the grooves? That is what happened when you tzamtzim. When you tzamtzim, it went back on itself and created these grooves. You get what I'm saying? No? Imagine. Yeah, you look at an old record.
What's the old record?
It's before your time. You know, you put a record player, you put the little needle on it, and it goes, you know, plays this record, right? Okay. How does it play? It goes through the grooves, right? Okay. So that's how we're looking at the Mokum Ponoi. After all the oil was mispashe, when it was mispashe, it created these grooves as it's moving to the exterior parts of it, right? As it's expanding. So now, Zokter, the tzimtzum is nasty the kelim. Oh, Masha goes to Khan. He's answering the steel. What is he talking about now? We're talking from out to in. Milimale lemata. His pashtus of nimshach nasi ke ein gilgul ogul sova vainu bechinas o maki opinimi. Va o maki. Here, well, the Archduke is talking about all, not Kaylee. And that's starting milimala limata. Kikava matza shom igulim bitchila v'ata hu kedei lichyoysam. So now, what are we talking about? We're in the second phase of the sugya. The second phase of the sugya is when we're going to be mala the Kaylee. That's called chiyus akelim. Because we're talking about the all. Okay? Understood? That's a tremendous insight over here. And like you said, it's a big, big story that you should take with you all through the Chaim. Okay, so let's continue weiter. The ogre, the eagle, azim, ayakidei, I built it dovukum o and sof, asoviv, olov, mikot stodov. She dabek. So we're talking about when the eagle came around, when the all ends of came in and created this tremendous eagle, it was not misdavik to the all and sof, asovi, right? Let's get our definitions correct now. We have what's called the end sof, okay, which is all around, everywhere. Then we have something which is closer to the mokum ponoi, which we're going to define as the all and sof hasoviv. What is soiviv? What is it soiviv to? What is it surrounding? What? It's surrounding the mokum ponoi. So between my hands, so we have the o and sof, the o and sof as soiviv, and then you have the mokum ponoi. Okay? Now, we're going to define that the o and sof as soiviv was coming from a koach tzimtzum, meaning that was originally in the mokum ponoi. It extracted itself, was mitzamtim itself, and created what's called what we said from the Torahs of Rabbi Sarug, of Yisrael Sarug, one of the Talmid of the Arizal, it brought down in the lesson that we read last time, that created a power good, the spheres, vina, whatever, and that basically holds the mokum ponoi in place, because otherwise, if you don't have this power good, this fence holding it, All the koach of chesed, which is that and the o and sof, has the koach of ispashtus. Chesed is to mispashit, always to give. Okay, it would just collapse the mokum ponoi. So you need a power good. This is what we call the chashmal. Also, in Yecheskel, all these ramazim over there. That was the chashmal that's keeping this mokum ponoi. Okay, so now we're talking about the o and sof hasoiver, says Arizal. Okay, let's read that again. Va'ogul azeh ayah bilti dovuk ima o ensof hasoviv. So now we're talking about. So the o akav pierces through the pagod, comes inside leat leat, and then misgalgil. But you have to know that first eagle is not misdabik with the o ensof. There's a space, and he tells us why. She'im misdabik bo yalzo andovel lekamush shahaya. So you defeated the purpose. If the first eagle would be touching the power good, everything would return to itself. You flooded the mokum with or and sof, so you defeated the purpose. Lachem, therefore, ha eagle says soch el eagle and sof who built him is dabikbo. Therefore, it has to make sure there's a space there. The call ikra is kashros vidvekos a igula netzalahu ima ensof a matzahu al yedea kav. How? And this kerel, asher bo yored v'nimsho or min ha'entzof mashpira b'igul ahu v'entzof sove v'makif alav mikol tzadav ki gam hu b'chinas igul soviv elav v'rochok mimenu k'nis kerel ki hu muchak sh'ara entzof ha'netzolim tia der kav ahu levat. So what does he say? He said that we have a problem over here, because it looks like we're creating an autonomous mechanism within the Mochon Ponim, meaning that these igulim, if they're not touching the Ensof, then there's no Dveikus to Hashem anymore, right? Because the Hashem, right, is much more than all this, but he's outside the Mochon Ponim, kivyochol, right? He's soiver. Okay, that's the makor. Now, if you're creating a Mokom Ponim Kaviyachol, it's all Kaviyachol, right, in our little understanding, and you're creating a matzav of everything inside the Mokom Ponim, which is away, and it's not dovuk to anything around it, then you're creating an autonomous thing. Chas v'shalom. That's Kaisis Mithias. Right? We have, like, the goyim, they think that Eibishter created the world and he left it to what it was. So where's the connection? Where's the Yichud Hashem then? Where's the connection to Hashem? That's through the Kav. The Kav connects the Igulim and the Mokom Ponoy and the Or and Sof and Vaita and Vaita Vaita. Everything becomes one. Okay? So that's very important to understand. Now, our connection to Hashem is Baruch only there, the Kav. And the Kav says, the Rashash, in a place that's Torah Mitzvahs. By the fact that the person does Torah mitzvah is connected to the Kav, which connects him to the Eivishter. Yeah, make sense? Now what I want to do over here, I just want to take a little pause over here, I want to start doing the Leshem, with tremendous insights into this little sugya that we're doing over here. So let's see it for a minute. Oh, but before I move on, I just want to ask one question that's written over here in the Agos of the Ramaz. The God of the Ramaz asked the following question. So far we've established the rule is that we need always Kalim and Or. And every sugi we're going to go through now, we're going to have this Hashkofa to look at where's the Kalim, where's the Or. Now, Iguli, we know where the Kalim from, and we know where the Or is from. Now what about the Or HaKav? Where's the Kalim for the Or HaKav? We said everything, every sugya needs an O and needs a Kalim. So even the O Kav, which is creating the O Igulim, which is going into the Kali of the Igulim, but even the O Kav needs a Kali. Right? This is the Kasha which was asked by Rav Yisrael Binyamin. One of the. What's that? Go ahead.
Where's the Kali?
What? Before it gets to the Igulim. Remember? Again, the calf comes in, there's no igulim. Must be keli there. Then it's Ms. Agel, and that's where we took the story from then onwards. Okay, but divided we need a calf, we need a keli to that. So so in the Agos of Rav Moshe Zakuta, in the back of Otto Chaim, those are the old Otto Chaim, we'll see in Ois Yud Aleph, a little shtickle over here, but I'm going to skip to the back, it gives two tools into the discussion.
How did the Kedim created with the Kav?
Koach HaTzimtzum, we said. The Koach HaTzimtzum leads. That created the Kedim. That's what we said. That's where it's Shem Sosin through Diva Shalom. That through the Tzimtzum it created these grooves which we are calling Kedim. Golem Nas. Golem Nas.
Why can't you say that? Why it was creating this at the same time it was creating the Kav also? Spiritually, the Kedim of the Kav, spiritually.
Kobe? Alright, well, see, that's your teretz. Let's see if he answers this. Okay? So he says, Kashi, Ech nase b'chines keli de yosha. Right? And his Kashi is stronger than this. Because we know that the only way you can make keli, and this is the biggest story in Ariza, the only way that keli could be nivra is alidei tzimtzum. But all we see is that the awe and self is coming into the Mokum Pony. Where's the Tzimtzum in the awe? Right? Kivan she'ein me'at Tzimtzum. So where's the Kelim for the awe? This is his Kasha. So he says, Efsha, the Harikama. The Atzmus that means he's talking about the O itself. Adam Yosher, that's talking about Adam Kadmon. Because we'll see the Kav comes in, and then Adam Kadmon, which is the first world, is going to be sort of him. Adif me igurim. Shezeh nase me tzimtzum. Vezeh me o ensof. Okay, so when you look at the, when you compare like for like, when you compare the all the oilers of the Kav, which is called the Yosha, and the oilers of the Igulim, one is higher b'chin than the other. What we'll see, the Ariza calls this is ruach and this is nefesh. Okay, it's a higher b'chin, the all is higher b'chin. But zokter, like you said, abla kelim ben the Igulim ben the Yosha who me'o hatzimtzum. The EF shalasas kelim ele adi simsum. And we know there's only one Simson. Alright, did you know that? That you saw it, the attack of the kingdom has to denounce the Aridid Simson. Very good. Since there's only one Simson, Elamah is Mukha that the kingdom must have happened at Bebas Achas, like you said. That Simson created the Gulim, the kingdom of the Gulim, also the king. So therefore, the kingdom of the kingdom of the Yosha. So that's very good. So we establish now Ben Ba Yosha, Ben Ba Oysa, Ben Ba Yosha, Ben Ba Igulim. We have now the Oilus and the kingdom established. So now let's look at the Leshem. It's going to provide the Inyan a bit more Barachas to understand the this Inyan of Igulim. Now, not going to be all the Leshems of it, just Rosh Hashanah over here a little bit. So the lesson in Ois Chaf Dalet. Ois Chaf Dalet. Okay. So again, we learned actually the Kav, the sugya, the actual Kav comes later on after the Igulim, because now we're talking about the Iker of what the Igulim are being memale as the Rizah, as I told you, the Rizah gives an example of an onion. That's the Rizah's example. So we look at this Mokum Pono not as two dimension but rather three dimension, and these Igulim are happening 360 degrees. So, and we look at the Kav as a needle piercing into the onion. Okay, and that's going to happen afterwards. The Kav is going to speak of the Kav. So the Shari is which one came before? Is the Kav come first, or is the Igulim? Teretz is that the Kav comes in a little bit. A minute piece of Kav comes in first. And that's what he says. Over here, the Leshem, Echa Kav Nimshach Mine Ensof Ha Mispash V'Achakach Misagil. So first we know that the Hari Akoponim Hami Akav Shehu Koydem Elav Be'ezek Kedima Akoponim. So a little bit of Kav came in, says the Leshem. And then it started Me'agil Me'agil, then the whole sugya of Igul comes along. Now he says a very interesting thought over here, because we ask the Kash is, why Me'echit Esos should the O Ensof, which is the O Yosha, come in Misagil? Right? So we answered, because it's just following the Kalim. Since the Kalim were round, the oil that comes inside is obviously just going to follow the flow of the Kalim. Okay? He wants to say a little bit more. Says the Leshem, the reason why this is happening, because why is the Kav Yosha also going Me'igul, Me'igul? So we answered the Leshem, he's trying to tell us that where is the oil Kav coming from Bechlam? Where is it coming from? The O HaSoiviv, which is an eagle. Right? The O HaSoiviv, which is like an eagle. And we know that everything comes from a shorish. Everything that comes from a shorish has the shorish in him. So I got that it's a Kava Yosha, but it has a Bechin of eagle. I'll read you out the Lashon over here. It's a very interesting thought, though.
Before you were saying the Lashon, I was not aware that it comes from the Ein Sof, which is behind the HaSoiviv. Now you
see
that it comes from the
Oresu. Yeah, it comes from the Oresu, yeah. The Leshem is big on that. That it says it's coming, it's an O HaTzimtzum.
It's not coming from the Oresu behind.
No, that would be too strong for the Mokum Pono. We want to, in order to create the next world has to be a lower world. You have to create it, because he wants to be Nene the Tachtonim, right? The Nene the Tachtonim has to be that we're the Tachtonim. Tachtonim is fresh, we're a lower level. We can't have anything from our own self. We always have to have a tzimtzum. So we're getting it all from a tzimtzum. And it's coming beder tzimtzum. That means it's coming within a tzinor, and it's very mitzamtzim. All these inyonim are tzimtzum, machatzimtzum, tzimtzum. So he says over here, kidei lichlol, it's going to just bring in the bottom part of Ois Chaf Dalet. Kein yotza al der ze gam me'akav atzmo, hagam shu yosha. So he's explaining that even though Hagam the Kav Yosha goes is straight, the Iker, Hashem al kol mitzios hu rak mimenu, Im kol zehine yotze, umispashet mikol chelik v'chelik mimenu b'chinas igul. Nevertheless, we find that interesting that even though the cow is straight, it starts in its agil, gamke. Umakif ha'igul shebo ala yosha shebo. And it goes, and we'll see the cow goes in, but the eagle's all around it. Ki kol mashu b'shoresh, hine yotzi mimenu achakach be'anuf gamke. V'lechen, kemoshu or ensof makif, kein hu gamke be'akav, because the kav is it has a chilek of the shorish. Hanimshach mispashus the kol kav a kol hu rag beigul v'yosha. Okay, so in the kav you're gonna have these two bechinas. You have the bechina in the kav of igulim v'yosha. Why bechlal has any shachus v'igulim? Because it comes from the shorish, which is the aims of asoiviv. Interesting thought. Okay, now we're gonna skip to the leshem chavav. So he's going to ask the following question. Ki. Now first the way the Lashon starts, he just quotes the Lashon Ariza, and then he starts moving on to his kasha. Ki im haya o nim shalachem derech gam mikol sivivusehem.
It's kafvok,
yeah? Kafvok, yeah.
Or kafdav.
What?
Kafdav.
Okay, we just did kafdav, now we're doing kafvok. Ki im haya o nim shalachem derech gam mikol sivivusehem ayu neetzalim. Hagam she'ama le'el. So he's explaining the problem is that if there's too much oil coming inside, there will be no difference between the matzil and the netzalim. The matzil meaning the Eivishter, and the netzalim meaning the creation. If there's no hagbola, meaning if we also had access to the ensof, pure ensof, we'd also be matzilim. We'd also be matzilim. Right, and therefore there'll be no chilik. So the Ebrisha wants to make a chilik in Madregas. V'agam sha'ama le'el sho'o en sofa makif hinehu mashpia behem be'emes mikol sivuseyem gamkem. We're going to see that what's being mashpia on us, the tachton within the mochon pono, is only via the calf. That's the ikah. That's what we said. The ikah, the shefa comes through the calf. And that's what we said, the shem, the shemesh. But that's the Torah mitzvahs that keeps us. That's a chiris. That's a connection to the Eibshter. Nevertheless, as we learn in Otsos Chaim, there's going to be hashpah from the O HaSoiviv as well. And that's what's called, the Lashon calls the O HaNisim. We'll see more about that. So, he's asking the following question. The Eibishter wants to make a matzav tzimtzum. He wants to make a hevdo between the matzil and the netzalim. So mehechi teisei, why is he being mashpia to us from the or soiviv? Why does defeating the purpose? The reason why you don't want to make the igul arishon dovuk to the or ends of a soiviv, because then all is going to be flooded. The or ends of is going to be flooded. We're going to be making like matzilim. So what do you gain by making hevdo between the first igul and the O'a Soiviv, and then you turn around, you'd be mashpia for the O'a and Sof all around us, behashvah achas. And that's why the whole vote, why we're not square, the Mokum Pond is not square or triangular, because the Eibishter wants to be mashpia behashvah achas, everybody and everything in the Mokum Pond, which is all the universes and everything together, all together, all one time. There's nobody going to get more than anything else. You're defeating the purpose, you're making them in Netzalim Matzilim. That's his kasha, it's good kasha. So he said, false honor. Who kimash mashpia be'em or and so of a makif gamkem hinirak bederch ha'ora ha'ora levan. Aber ike hashef asher letzor metziusam v'kiyumam who hine hu lo'olim rak al yedei kav levan. Oh, so it's mechalik take, and it's not his chiddush. The Arizal says it's mefosh. If you look in the words, we were not dying this. But the Arizal says mefurish that the or makiv asoiv is being, there's a ha'ora. And this is a big yesoid as well. There's a lot of tirutzim based on this as well, this yesoid. There's a difference between a ha'ora, which is a weaker type of shefa, as opposed to ikka or coming in. And I'm just going to continue over the page, the lesher. And he says, ki ha'ora or en sof makiv, hine hu rak b'chines hanhagoso hanelomo. It's a special type of a hanhaga. Remember, we learned in the Otsos Chaim, what's the difference between the igulim and the yosha? The igulim is the hashpah that we receive for the teva, meaning the sun and the stars, the all the solar systems, the rain, the seasons, the days, the times, all that's the ashkocha of the igulim, the soifef. Okay, that's ashkocha on the goyim. And the kav, that's an hanhoga potis on Klal Yisrael. He's saying more now. He's saying now this on sof ha-soifef, this is mechaven l'tachlis asher b'tachlis u'b'tchunis tikun achron l'arze et kol elav. Because where does everything come from? The Ohr Ein-Sof. The Ohr Ein-Sof. And Besof, everything is going to go back to the Ohr Ein-Sof. The more component is going to collapse, the Ohr comes back out, and everything goes back to the Eibishter at one point. Right? After 6,000, 7,000, the 10,000th year, everything is going to return back to everything anyways. So, in order to keep a Shaykhes with the Ohr Ein-Sof, there shouldn't be abrupt the change, the Eibishter gives a little bit of doses of this. This what we're going to call the osid, this bechina of tanug, oilam haba, whatever you want to call it, little doses of the osid that is coming, and we see as the generations, everything happening in the world, things are moving towards the bias of Mashiach. This is the oil which is seeping through over here. Lechen meir misham gam ata beeze haor moetis umarig oisu tami bahanaga nelemis letachlis hazeh. But the Iker Hanhoga that leads us, okay, so therefore we're getting these two types of hashpa, which he calls Hanhogas, one for the Ohr Soiver, that's the Hanhoga, and one which is the Iker Kav, and that answers that steer over there. Okay, any questions? Okay, let's do one more piece in the lesson, and we'll stop it here. So he says in Chavzai. Now, Kolul Me'etzes Sviras. Actually, we haven't read the Aviz on time. We're going to do back into the Etzchai, and let's see what the Etzchai says. The Etzchai is continued. Keep. Im haya o nimshach lehem derech gam mikol sivoseyem hayu netzolim b'chinas matzil. Right? If the all comes into the Mokom Ponoi, we become the matzilim, the creators. Atzmo, bilti gvul, v'kitzva. V'lo oed, el afilu gam akav ahu, dak me'od, v'lo, excuse me, b'id rachavois godol, kidei, so why is it that the Kav is coming in so small within a ketino? Again, this is the Derech HaTzimtzum in order for us not to be overwhelmed by the Ohr, in order that we should become Matzilim, but rather just Netzalim. And this he says, V'nika Netzalim Yud Midas Yud Sviras. And we are called, meaning we, I mean everything which is created is called Yud Sviras. It's a midah means it's a confined thing. Or mispa, that's Russian sphira. Kotzu, mashe enkein be'en sov. Kimosh kotzu be'sefa zohar, parashas pinchas pikud tlisa da kufshin. Chulu v'chulu, aber deleis e midah ve'lo shem yida, yidia, kegavne de sifran. Right? The en sov has no shem yidia, like the spheres. The kol sfira is le shem yediyah, because we know this is keser, the chokmah has a day. It's midah, it's kotzuv, midah v'gvul v'tchum v'yosekav dak yimshach lahem shefa kedei tzorkam. It's a finite keli; it can't receive more than that. Bilvad be'erech heyoyis nitzan v'lo yoyis midah midai be'erech chiyusam or hiyusam me'atzilim. Okay, so it's a double kitzva as opposed to those two things, and therefore the answers. Why is there all this hakbal and tzimtzum? Then it continues. V'hine ha'igul ahu arishon yosef dovuk min ha'ensof hu nika kesedak. So the first eagle which comes in is called the kesedak. V'ach gan nispashet o akav azeh v'nimshach me'at v'choz v'izgal ilis agel. Another eagle. A little bit. Another eagle. V'na'a se eagle ashenet toch ha'igulun arishon. Like an onion. Think of it as an onion. And so you get the picture? The first larger eagle is called It's called Keser. And then there's going to be, the cap is going to pierce in a little bit more, create another ego. That's called Chokhmah. Pierce in a little bit more, and then Bina. Another. You got it?
Well, you said that when you go in the Marah and Mato, it means it's the Kelim. It's the Oros.
Right.
So that means you've already created the Kelim.
Okay, right.
So it doesn't pierce. There's nothing to pierce.
Okay. Right. I take that back. You medaic me like a Rishon. Alright, I like the compliment. Okay, it doesn't appear, it just flows down. Mispashit le'ata, the solution of the Ariza. Very good. Okay? Ba'adir ze ha'yoholach mispashit, umis'agil ad igul ayud. So you have 10 igulim, that's one set. That's called Nikra igul de malchut, the last one, sorry. The last one is called the igul malchut de'ak, and those 10 altogether is called the igulim de'ak. And then you got the igul of the Atik and Arich and so on and so forth. 10 by 10. How is by the Indian and Yutzvil the Netzashin Netzlu? Besod Yudigulim Zebetoch Zeb, because you will be Chinas, Esses Virot, Akolelois. They are Stam, called Bechina Olamas Kulam. Omnam, Mevua, Uposhu, She Kama Mine Olamas, Netzalem, Venivro, Venotsru, Venasa, Elef, Alofim, Ribo, Revovos, Kulam, Kechad. Glidei Bitzon, this is like an onion. Zetoch ze aderer aderer tmuna se galgalim kinisim besitir tchunim tochnim. Right there. Vihine bechina se amuchuberes kol igulim yachad hu inyan kav. What connects all the igulim one to the other? The kav, which is piercing through, not piercing through, right? It is which links them all together. Hazim mispashim mina ensof, from the ensof. So the oil is coming and must be exactly the amount of dose of shefa that's needed to hire each one of these kelim. Okay, good. We'll stop with that piece, and next time we'll do a lesson to explain this a bit more about it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.